Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. And now, the news.
Welcome to your Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney. A recent study found no evidence of benefit from influenza vaccinations. The authors attempted to find and investigate every study that has evaluated the effects of flu vaccines in healthy adults aged 18 to 65. They included 50 studies but refused to use 92, mostly because of highly significant flaws. The authors found that the only studies showing benefit from flu vaccines were industry-funded, in other words, bought and paid for. They also found cases of severe harm caused by the vaccines in spite of inadequate reporting of adverse effects. Even without taking into account the shoddiness of the studies in general, the authors were still hard put to find any benefit of any sort for influenza vaccinations in healthy people. At best, they found a small decrease in number of days off work. They did not find that the vaccinations had any benefit whatsoever in complications or mortality. And talking about no benefit, you may have heard recently that all sugars are the same. Well, according to a recent study, when researchers grew pancreatic cancer cells in lab dishes and fed them both glucose and fructose, they noticed two things. First, the tumor cells fed the glucose thrived. That was bad enough, but when they fed the tumor cells fructose, they increased in number. These findings are significant for cancer patients who are consuming fructose, which is commonly found in drinks, breads, and many other foods. It also indicates that efforts to reduce refined fructose intake may disrupt cancer growth. The American Journal of Clinical Nutrition has reported that consumption of high fructose corn syrup went up 1,000% between 1970 and 1990. Politicians, regulators, health experts, and the food industry have debated whether high fructose corn syrup and other ingredients have been helping make people fatter and less healthy. Too much sugar of any kind not only adds pounds, but also is a key culprit in diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. Hopefully, these findings may lead to some effort to decrease the amount of high fructose corn syrup in our diets. And when I come back, we'll talk about how looks can deceive, and also the dirty dozen foods you need to know about.
Did you know chiropractic is the largest and best recognized of the complementary healthcare professions, serving a larger population than massage, yoga, acupuncture, and diet-based therapies? Safe and effective, patients favor chiropractic care over medical care for many different health issues. If you want to be your best, call Dr. Douglas Stockell at 310-985-1515. Now back to the news.
Tests conducted by the FDA on 22 red lipsticks found lead, a neurotoxin, in every single lipstick sample studied. The highest levels were in three well-known and common brands: CoverGirl, Revlon, and L'Oreal. The Campaign for Safe Cosmetics is calling on the FDA to require cosmetic manufacturers to reduce lead to the lowest achievable levels, a policy the FDA has already adopted for candy. Studies suggest the average woman inadvertently consumes about 4 pounds of lipstick over the course of her life. The reason to be concerned is that lead builds up in the body over time. Even small levels of lead are dangerous. Low levels of lead have even been linked to developmental delays, aggression, and attention and learning problems. If you'd rather be safe and avoid consuming any lead, choose lead-free lipsticks and glosses. And now for the Dirty Dozen. Can small amounts of pesticides hurt you? The government says that consuming pesticides in low amounts doesn't harm you, but many studies show an association between pesticides and health problems, such as cancer, ADD, and nervous system disorders, and a weakened immune system. Amy Rosenthal from the Environmental Working Group makes a good point. Pesticides are designed to kill things. Why wait for 20 years to discover they are bad for us? A new report from the Environmental Working Group has published a list of the fruits and vegetables with the highest level of pesticides. These foods are believed to be most susceptible because they have soft skin that tends to absorb more pesticides. The list is based on pesticide tests conducted after the produce was washed with a high-power pressure water system. You can reduce your exposure to pesticides by up to 80% by buying the organic version of the following foods, known as the Dirty Dozen. Celery, peaches, strawberries, apples, domestic blueberries, nectarines, sweet bell peppers, spinach, kale, and collard greens, cherries, potatoes, imported grapes, and lettuce. And lastly, as always, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. The human heart creates enough pressure to squirt blood 30 feet. No wonder you can feel your heartbeat so easily. Pumping blood through your body quickly and efficiently takes quite a bit of pressure, resulting in the strong contractions of the heart and the thick walls of the ventricles which push blood to the body. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you'll need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.